Keep turning, man.
Yeah. Does anybody have any questions out there? We'll throw it open to a couple of questions here. Oh, man.
What's the plan for the rest of the day? Driving, getting there, eating some chicken and waffles, and hell, that's probably about it for me.
Yeah, getting there, checking into a hotel, and then figuring out what's next, I guess. And then set up for the live show for us starts tomorrow, because we have to be on tomorrow.
Yeah.
We have to go see video games tomorrow as well.
Yep.
Oh, are you really?
Yeah, we're going to go, there's one event tomorrow, and then like three at the same time on Monday night.
So what's the first thing we're doing tomorrow?
Bethesda?
Yeah.
What time are you guys starting on Monday?
We're going to try to start a half hour before anything broadcasts, so that might be, I don't know when Microsoft's starting, but we'll try to start a half hour before that.
We'll be hanging out on Keely's YouTube thing.
Oh, cool.
For that one. I got tickets this year for the first time to Microsoft and Sony, and now I can't do either. Whatever.
Danny, my dad said we should have done this drive in a van, and then we could have done a Van Search podcast.
You know, anything really rhymes with Dan. It's not that clever.
Anything what?
Anything rhymes with Dan.
Yeah.
Will the Talking Over the Conferences be archived on the site?
Yes. Those will be archived as video. The nighttime shows where we get guests on, we'll archive those as video and audio.
Cool. Are they going in the regular Giant Bomb?
Yes. Yeah, the audio versions will go in the regular feed. Those will probably go up like the next day because I have to work on them. Or maybe Brad. I mean, Brad's the host of the podcast. I think it's maybe technically he has to work on it.
Are there going to be ads in the non-premium versions of the?
No. Yes. I should check. I think there may be one.
Warren Zevon or Elton John, both great, but Warren Zevon.
Elton John.
Elton John's great.
Yeah.
George Michael.
Okay. Yeah. This is a garlic hauling truck.
Are we?
It does have horns, right?
Does that count? Sure, whatever.
I mean, it's empty. He's got nothing better to do than honk his horn.
Damn it, he clearly saw me and he didn't do it.
Yeah, he looked at you and said, look at that pecker.
I heard someone call someone a pecker for a long time.
What's the name of that town that's got all the garlic shit?
Gilroy. It's where the garlic festival is.
And when Chris Waters drives through there with his wife, she is like deathly allergic to garlic.
Oh, wow.
They have to like straight up recirculate the air.
Yeah.
They can't stop.
Wow. Is she a vampire?
Tell me to take my cross off, actually, when I met her.
Yeah. Mm. Actually, I think we're going to make sure we're on recirculate here in Kettleman City. Yeah, we are. Because this is where all the cows are.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, so...
You heard about this, Dan?
Oh, yeah, it smells. I drove down to SummerSlam last year, and I smelled it.
I almost never smell it on the way down, because they're all on that side, but on the way back, it really gets it.
Huh. I think my dad's trying to call unsuccessfully.
Somebody with a J.C. Denton avatar is asking, what do we expect from Bethesda except from Fallout and Doom?
That free-to-play game they've got, Battlecry.
Yeah.
Which I played last year.
It's the third-person one, right?
Yeah. And, whatever Arcane's doing, I figure will probably be there. And I figure that will probably be a Dishonored game.
Mm-hmm. Straight up Dishonored 2?
Or Dishonored 0, or, you know, who knows.
But Dishonored Catalyst.
Yes, Dishonored Catalyst. I bet they will have a Dishonored game there. That's where I'm putting my chips.
My dad says to call him. I don't know if that's something serious going on, call him or not, so I'm just confirming that he's okay with us being on the stream.
Okay.
So, give me a second here. He's says okay, I'll probably just put him on speaker.
Dan, are you going to watch the Money in the Bank tomorrow?
Yeah, I'll probably go back to the hotel after the podcast and everything and do that. I think something serious is happening. He said it's not okay to be on the stream.
Okay.
Let me call him. That's odd, okay.
Can we mute?
I'll let you know if we need to mute. Oh,
yeah. There's no mute. You can just turn it off, but okay. you cannot mute.
Well, let me gauge how serious this actually is.
Signal's going to be real rough through here, so...
I still find it weird that data is often better than cellular.
Yeah.
Tried calling him, it didn't work.
Yeah, I have nothing here either.
There's an Arby's coming up though.
What's Arby's?
Sorry.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Sorry, I'll leave the country.
Five for five?
They sell roast beef sandwiches that are burger.
Cheddar, sandwiches. They're incredible.
Arby's.
The cheese is so
Arby's.
Good.
Arby's, right?
They're okay. Yeah, it's good. RB, roast beef, Arby's.
Ah. Oh, I never realized that.
You're an idiot like me.
Get out of this country.
It's actually ringing now. Let's see if this works.
All right.
Hey, extremely spotty reception. What's going on? Hello? We have extremely spotty reception. What's going on? Okay, the internet can't hear you, but they can hear me. Is that okay? I mean, yeah, we're live right now. Well, give me a hint of what it's about here. I won't say anything telling to the internet. They can't hear you, they can hear me, and I'll be discreet.
Yeah.
I'll see if there's any more questions.
Okay.
Is an Arby's an American, like a whole American thing?
I don't know, probably.
Yeah.
I remember hearing about them, and then they opened one near where I live, right. Finally, and that was pretty exciting.
It seems odd to hang your hat on such a specific type of sandwich.
Yeah.
To be like, all right, we're taking this one.
Yeah, they're like, we don't sell burgers. This is what we got. They do chicken sandwiches and stuff, too. Mozzarella sticks.
Yeah, they probably do burritos and everything else.
Okay.
I would buy a roast beef burrito.
You're doing that now?
Do you think it's a little bit odd that, like... What was it? This? It's scale-bound?
Crackdown.
Crackdown.
Well, I mean... They'd already said quantum break.
I can't really say anything specifically, because we're live on the internet.
And then Phantom Dust probably won't end up...
Yeah.
...being there if all that is true about the...
I mean...
Well, it's weird because, they...
We're going to be live... Wait, do you want to call now for the stream?
They were like, we've got much good stuff!
You understand I can't talk, seriously about the stuff, right?
There's so much good stuff that we're not going to show these games because we got so much other good stuff.
Yeah, yeah. We can try to bring in. Is that all right?
Does that seem like a bit of a stretch?
A little bit, yeah. It seems like if those games
were
ready, they'd
show. Yeah,
that's
probably not the time to get that to work.
Have we seen anything from...
So you're going to be doing that thing for a while?
Or Phantom Dust since that... Or Crackdown since that trailer.
Nope.
That's a plus.
No, no.
You'll love that. Showing that stuff off. I was like, oh, they are working on a bunch of stuff, but I guess...
That sounds ideal.
Yeah, to not have them, follow up on it seems really...
All right.
Annoying.
Yeah, 1 year later.
Well, yeah.
But it fits into a lot of stuff,
Hang on, let me ask real quick. He's got about 10 minutes. Could we take a call from him? Is that possible? Or is it even the time to do it with the reception thing?
Well, the reception's real shitty. It might not work out real good, but we can
see. Dad, do you have the number? I sent it to you.
Technology happening here.
I'm not talking. Yeah, you got the number?
Yeah, just repeat it to him over the... What was that? Oh,
yeah. It might have been email. I'm not sure. Probably email.
Email?
What's an email?
I can just be Paul if you want.
Danny says he can just be you. Yeah. I'll just text. Can we call him?
No.
No. How about I just text it to you?
Yes. Actually, yes.
Yeah, we can call you. Okay, I'll do it. All right. Bye. Okay.
Let's see. This is not going to work at all. You'll just set me up to where I need to be. I mean, you're just going to be calling him from my phone. It's
Oh, yeah. I see. Okay. All right, let's try this.
Is he going to work soon?
No. He asked me for, I'm his source for advice with ladies.
Oh, okay.
He needed some advice, but everybody's I couldn't really right? give it specifically. Oh, yeah, everybody's fine. Yeah, nothing that serious. Here we go. Let's see how this won't work at all. He'll be able to hear us?
Yeah.
Hello?
Dad.
Hello? Hi.
How's it going?
Good. Is that, which Dan? Is that Dan, Danny, or Jeff? Who is that?
This is your son, Dan Reichert, that's talking right now.
This is your son, Dan.
You're on speaker.
Okay, first question and most important question. Dan's not driving, is he?
Fuck no.
We're in Jeff's car.
That would explain why you're all alive and talking.
Yeah. But I think he might find a way to kill us anyway. We stopped and got tacos, and now he's just eating Airheads and Cheez-Its, and he keeps talking about how he feels sick, but he's not stopping.
And a bunch of truckers want to murder us.
And he keeps waving at truckers. He's trying to flag down truckers for some reason. I don't know what he's trying to do to them, but it's unnerving.
He's
I think we're
trying
gonna...
to earn some...
Yeah.
He's trying to earn some extra money.
Dad, I gotta get you to E3 one of these days.
That would be a natural fit for that, from what I know.
That's what I've always said. Actually, no, I think PAX. You've heard of PAX?
I have.
Yeah, I want to take you to a PAX someday. Your head would explode.
Vehicle stopped on shoulder ahead.
Sure would.
Get you right some now, cosplay.
Cosplay? Oh, yeah, I do that all the time.
Yeah.
You could go as a mailman.
Isn't that where you dress up as Bill Cosby?
Yeah, it
is. They don't do it as much anymore.
Yeah, it's a little less popular these days for some reason. I don't know why, but...
Yeah, I'm sure they can't get any women to attend those events.
No. Yeah, no, the sweaters are really cheap these days, though, so...
How's the drive going, boys?
Good. We're in the middle of... where are we at right now?
No, I don't know. In the middle of fucking nowhere. I don't know. There's trees... And power lines.
Yeah? You done with your route today, Dad?
Did I what?
You done with the route?
Yeah, I'm off right now. I'm just looking for a place to pee.
All right. Got the hot updates here.
Story of my life.
All right, Dad, I'm going to try to get this trucker to honk. Here we go.
That's what I do all the time. Yeah. I either work or look for a place to pee.
It's all you do when you're not selling swimsuit
That's
issues
all.
Of Sports Illustrated.
That's all I do.
Have you ever peed in someone's house who you're delivering mail to?
Well, with their permission, yeah.
Dad, do you want to tell the story about the slot machine lunchbox?
What?
No!
I don't. You sure? I won't tell it if you don't want me to. I'm just giving you the opportunity. The world is watching.
Now, you go ahead and I'll correct the errors.
Oh, I can do it?
I don't give a shit. What do I do?
All right, he's super needed to pee because he has to pee every 5 minutes. And he's in the middle of the mail route. And
watch out. And vehicle stopped on shoulder ahead.
Sorry, the computer was talking. You couldn't find a place to stop and pee, so you had your casino lunchbox thing that you bring around with like the weird lining, and you just went to the back of your mail truck and peed in your lunchbox.
Well, it was either that or my pants. What would you do?
But did I get it right, though, at least?
Pretty much, yeah. It wasn't a casino lunchbox. It was a casino cooler.
Oh, sorry. Okay. You still use that, don't you?
I rinsed it out thoroughly.
Do we put, like, lunches in there?
No, I put beverages in there. Sealed beverages.
But they get your pee on the the rim.
Oh, it's like 2 years ago. I've had no ill effects. I'm fine.
Urine is sterile anyway. It's probably cleaned out the cooler a little bit. It's fine.
That's kind of how I looked at it.
Yeah.
That's a disgusting story in hindsight.
Got any good plans the rest of the weekend?
No. Gonna do a whole lot of nothing.
That sounds fun.
That sounds real good.
That's the opposite of what we're going to be doing for the next week. What do you think we'll be doing for the next week?
Are you there for a week?
Yeah. I'm there until Friday.
Wow. You walk around like a weird stuff. Point.
A lot of pointing.
Yeah, I guess that's part of it.
That's not too far off. Yeah.
And then we podcast about what we pointed at.
Make sure you periscope every time you have anything to eat. People seem to like that.
Dad, do you know what an Oculus Rift is?
I've heard that. I have no idea what it is.
I'm going to make you try one of those next time I see you.
Oculus Rift? Did I hear that right?
Oculus Rift. It's like virtual reality stuff.
Why do I know that? Why have I heard that? Probably through you.
Is Facebook bought them for like $80 billion?
Sounds like something I'm not interested in doing.
Actually, I think you would think it's amazing. Not kidding at all.
They're putting porn on it.
Did you say porn?
Yeah, they're putting porn. It's like a porno helmet that you wear, and it's like you're inside porno.
I saw porno helmet last week. They were pretty good.
All
right,
yeah.
What's the guy doing right now? Is he eating a potato?
I'm sitting in the back, yeah.
He's got a lot of potatoes back there, yeah.
I'm wearing my little green hat underneath a fucking rainbow, counting my gold coins.
He's drunk and trying to stay out of the sun.
I don't want a suntan.
He's just listening to Van Morrison and eating potatoes, isn't he?
That's all he does.
Van the Man.
That's all he does.
Thin Lizzy and Van Morrison. And you too, if I've been a good boy.
That's right. Hey, this reception really sucks, by the way.
It's actually kind of working on our end better than I expected it would.
Paul, have you had Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles?
That sounds horrible, but I've never understood that combination.
You've never had it, though. It's really good.
I went once and was not that impressed, and I like both those things, but together it didn't make them notably better. It was just hey, some waffles, cool. Hey, some chicken, all right, sure, why not?
Some other parts. Dad, you need to be more open-minded and adventurous when it comes to food.
Is that right? It's kind of like liquor and nacho cheese. They're great separately. They don't really go together.
Yeah. It doesn't work out as well as you might think.
We've had beer and Taco Bell hundreds of times, Dad.
Beer and Taco Bell?
Yeah, we've got a drunk Taco Bell a billion times together.
That's true.
Not on the same plate.
Yeah, we don't put the nacho cheese in the beer.
Paul, how's the mail?
Exactly. That was pretty good today. It was an easy day.
Right.
Yeah. Alrighty. Well, we are, what, over halfway there?
Yep. Getting there.
Did you tell them my idea for what you should have called this trip?
Vancers.
Yeah.
Someone in the chat said it could be sedancers. If we were in a sedan. I don't really know what a sedan is.
It's a car shop.
Yeah.
Alright.
Yeah. Hey, I found a place to pee.
All right.
Where at?
The cooler.
It's in a park. It's one of those porta potties. It smells so nice in the summertime.
Are you in there now?
I'm eyeballing it.
All right. Well, we should probably let you go.
All right. Will you boys be safe?
Yep.
Okay.
Enjoy your pee.
I'll be looking forward to your tweets.
Yeah, and I'll keep you updated. You can text me anytime I'm there.
Yeah, make sure and point a lot.
Oh, I'm all over it.
Just channel your inner grandpa when you're there.
Look at him.
Don't do that.
Look at him. What the hell's the matter with him?
All right, Dad. Thanks for calling in, Dad.
See you, Paul.
See ya.
No problem. You guys have fun. Be safe.
All right. Yep. Bye.
I got it.
Okay. Oh, wow. Fancy.
Yeah.
All right. Do I cancel this and I'll go back to your thing?
Oh, yeah. You're all...
Okay. It actually worked better than I thought it would.
Yeah. Oh, man. That Arby's thing is a myth. Oh, the RBs thing?
Yeah.
Really? Oh, man.
The initials stand for Raphael Brothers. Leroy
what?
And Forrest Raphael.
Well, fuck them.
Yeah, I liked your story best.
Yeah.
Fuck you, the internet.
We'll stick with my story.
Yeah, why did you have to tell me that, Jesus? No, not you. Why did the internet have to tell me? I was going to live in blissful ignorance.
Yeah, you got to get some Arby's, Danny. That's some great stuff. They used to have a thing where it's five.
Hey, maybe we can stop up here, you know?
Yeah, just, you know.
Don't even say that because I would force myself to eat five for $5, even though they don't do that anymore.
No, it's just they don't do it.
They, for a while, they did five for $5.95, and then I think they just phased it out entirely. So, yeah, Danny, it used to be, like, they had this whole five for five menu.
Yeah.
To where it was, like, there's an Arby's melt, there's curly fries, there's potato wedges, there's mozzarella sticks, you know, there's a small drink, there's Frosty, there's, like, a million different things.
For
and
$5.
You can pick any five of them. You could have four fries and a shake, or you could have four Arby melts and some potato wedges.
One time I got Jesus. Four sandwiches and a drink.
Yeah, you can do that.
For $5.
That was a fucking nightmare.
Was... Were they small in size?
No, like an Arby's melt is like a decent size. Like
it's not their biggest sandwich.
Yeah.
It's no Big Montana. But hey,
no, it was incredible.
Five for five.
Yeah, I went there like damn near daily for a while in college.
Yeah, I guess that's probably a good situation for a college student. You just keep going to the place that's got the crazy, like ridiculous promotion going on.
Yeah, I never really snapped out of that. Like. Just go with the cheapest possible thing,
yeah.
Whether it's alcohol or food or anything, really. Like, I don't know, I still live my life like I'm, you know, 20 and just trying to, you know, save every penny I have, but stop doing that. So I went to Mexico.
What was the best thing about Mexico?
Oh, man, there was a day where we were just, like, on the beach, like, just, I mean, it's the most basic fucking thing ever, but, like, the waves and, like, beautiful ocean and all, it was just gorgeous, and, yeah, it was incredible. I found out you're not supposed to swim there because there's like a really strong undertow and you're not supposed to be allowed to do it. And,
oh, yeah. That's how tourists die.
Yeah. I thought I was going to die for a second when that wave pulled me under.
Did you get caught?
Yeah. It's not a good feeling at all.
Hmm.
But no, it was super fun.
Are you trying to like live more of your life because Steve Austin told you to drink more expensive drinks?
I tried to listen
to him. Does this all come back to that?
Most things come back to Steve Austin with me.
Yeah. Okay.
I think it was mostly the Taco Bell Live Moss slogan.
Yeah, that's more likely.
Really took it to heart.
Yeah.
I am going to live Moss.
That's a good message. Hashtag live Moss.
You know, if you want to do that, you need to get down to that Pacifica beach. You can, you know, enjoy that Taco Bell while watching the surf.
That does sound pretty fantastic.
It's pretty good.
Is it a beachfront Taco Bell?
Yeah, it's like straight up on the beach. It's... Me and Andy had breakfast and lunch there a couple of weeks back. After we flew a drone, and what we found out later was within the 4 mile circle of SFO, so if we were caught, they would have fined us $25,000.
$25,000?
You could have gone out like Ryan McDonald.
Did he get fined?
He got tackled by Secret Service.
What?
Did you not hear this fucking story? He was flying a drone over the White House.
What?
Which is apparently a crime!
When?
This is like 3 weeks ago.
Oh my
god! Or like a month ago. It flew the weird bike copter.
Okay, so these are two different things.
Yes.
Because I definitely heard that thing. Okay.
But yes, it was national news that he was flying a drone over the White House and Secret Service showed up and said, hey, have a word.
Oh my god.
Jesus Christ.
Okay.
You can look it up.
Shits and giggles or?
The specifics, I don't really know. Federal offense.
Jesus. Oh shit, he's alright.
I mean, he's out. He's not like locked up somewhere, so yeah. I assume everything will be okay, but.
Slap on the wrist. Something.
I got a good feeling about this upcoming truck, guys. I think this is the one. This is number two.
I mean, you gotta do it like you mean it.
Can I roll down the window temporarily?
It's too late.
Okay, damn it. Gonna really go for it. Damn it, he's not looking!
When you do it with both arms, you look like you wanna hump him.
I was just trying to put some extra oomph into it.
Yeah.
Damn it, he didn't look over.
109 degrees.
Jesus!
Do not roll down that window.
Instant scorpion fatality here.
Jesus. Oh my god, this is fucking crazy.
Oh, are you looking it up?
Yeah. It doesn't ever mention who. I don't think.
Oh, I mean, most of the stories are just like there are stories that say, like, GameSpot, like, former GameSpot video producer,
really?
Like, Ryan McDonald, 39, Vacaville, California. Like, it's
oh, wow.
Yeah, like, photos of him from E3.
Jeez.
Oh, yeah, all right, here we go. Authorities ID White House drone flyer. Holy shit, Ryan McDonald, 39. And no charges. Jesus, okay.
Yeah.
Well then.
Yeah, somebody then brought in a Geiger counter, which was like some sort of promotional thing for some video game.
Yeah.
They were like, oh, let's test the suit you brought back. And it went like,
fuck.
Like, they told them to, like, yeah, they had to hand them in.
But he just kept it.
He just kept it.
He's like, no, man, this is cool.
Yeah.
I get where he's coming from. Like, it'd be awesome to have a radiation suit, just not one covered in radiation. Actually, it'd be pretty awesome to have one that was covered in radiation, as long as you could do something weird with it. Like, leave it in your desk.
Oh, fuck.
Are we good for me to get about maybe 30 minutes of juice from this one?
Yeah, sure.
Is it? Okay, I just noticed that was topped off, so...
Yeah, just pull it out. Right.
Cool. Thank you very much. Man, I remember when the Medal of Honor, when EA was rebooting that, they wanted to do a thing where they wanted to send journalists out to Afghanistan.
Yeah.
Like, in the middle of thing, when shit was going down out there.
Yeah, and there was a brief period of time where EA was like,
Yeah. And I remember they reached out to Game Informer and be like, hey, did any of your guys want to come to Afghanistan with the troops? And I remember being like, yes, I want to do that. Send me to Afghanistan. Like, I super wanted to do it. And I think the boss was like, I don't think we want to send any of our editors to a war zone.
I would love to go... to, like, do a piece about, like, rec time and, like, the role of, like, games.
Like, playing games. At yeah, totally.
As, like, an escapist.
We get a lot of people writing in to the podcast that listen to the podcast in a tank and stuff like that. That have said a lot about what it is like out there and how video games. I was like, you heard about Ryan, right? I'm like, what? No, what? And it's like, it's a fucking drone. I'm like, oh, shit. Like,
jeez.
And then I don't, like, I was, like, Ben and Randy and Peter were there, and I told them, they were like, oh, shit, like, they had kind of just heard as well.
Yeah.
What's Ricardo do?
Consulting stuff.
Cool.
A lot of that sort of stuff.
Is this, like, the thing on the electronics, like, when you get a screen or whatever, it's the thing you peel off, this thing on your car?
Oh, yeah, I guess so.
Do you want me to peel it off?
No.
Okay.
I guess that's just parts just covered in plastic still for some reason. I just never noticed.
Yeah.
Factory fresh, keep it that way.
Yeah, man. I left the glass top over the screen for like the first 3 weeks, and then went like, alright, fine. Enough is enough.
It's one of my favorite things about buying like a new TV or whatever, is just like peeling that stuff off. Yeah. I love that.
I left the stickers in the corner of my TV for a while, like all the like energy consumption, like all that shit. And then I like found some other dumb stickers from other stuff and put it next to them. So all of a sudden there was like some sticker from one of those, like, 4-in-1 joysticks that hook up to a TV.
Oh, yeah.
And it was just like, play Space Invaders. Yeah.
It's got, like, an E3 award next to it.
Right, exactly, yeah.
I think that's the one thing working in retail ruined for me was, like, opening packages of games.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it used to be such, like, this wonderful, like, peeling off the stuff and, like, breaking the little Xbox seal they started putting on.
It always drove me nuts
It's just fucking nothing now.
Yeah. Like, Funkoland drove me nuts, because, like, every Tuesday we would get a big shipment of games, and so it was some, you know, hotly anticipated game or whatever. You had to open one up to put on the shelf. You had to get one.
Yes.
And it sucked, because it's an open copy, but you got to sell it new.
Yeah.
So when it eventually, when you sell through all the stock, there's only that one left, and somebody would be like, oh, do you have Brute Force new? And it's like, well, yeah, but we opened it. And they'd get mad, and I'd be like, yeah, I'd be mad too. And
yeah, I've bought copies like that because I needed something for review or something, and just, like, I have to have a copy of this game right now, and that's the one they're selling. I was always super pissed.
Yeah.
Like, just what a shitty fucking practice.
Yeah, it really is.
Like, get a dummy box.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, most of the ones in the GameStop I worked in were those. Like, we just didn't have the, like, ability to get all those dummy boxes. Were really small ones, so...
Yeah, yeah.
Like, over 50% of the stock were... They hand the empty boxes on the shelf, we put the disc and manual back in and hand it back.
Damn.
Kind of sucked.
Yeah, I've got discs that were scratched. You hear all the stories about people buying, like, you know, DS games and stuff that had save data on them already.
Oh, yeah.
Like, here's this new copy of this game that, oh, look, one of our employees has played for 9 hours.
Yep. Happened all the time.
I remember having with Half-Life 2 on World of Warcraft, back whenever 2004, where those games, right before I started working there, I think, those games had manuals and discs that they put out and they put them back out, but the CD keys were still printed on the inside of the boxes.
Oh, great.
So, like, they were just fucking taken. People sold them and bring them back and be like, this didn't work. I don't know what to tell you. Something about Steam, like, what?
Yeah.
Danny, did you have to do counts at the game store?
Like, stock counts?
Yeah, we have to do it every night.
Every night?
Yes, it sucked. Eventually, once I left...
Not for used.
For used and new.
You just stock check every night.
Yeah, it sucked.
How big was the store?
Just a normal size little game stuff.
Fuck, really?
Yeah, and I remember, like, 64 was my favorite because it was so easy to just do, like, five at a time. Just dunk, dunk, dunk. I mean, they're so easily dividable. But PS1, it was just all in sleeves. Yeah. It wasn't, like, you know... Or at least new was in the thing, so it was easier with the jewel cases. But yeah, the sleeves. We'd have, like, 600 used PS1 games.
I got to count them all. Behind it.
Yeah, it sucked.
It was all dummy boxes out on the...
Well, we had to go out and we counted the ones on the shelves, too. Like, the gutted ones or whatever. Yeah, that sucked ass. I think they don't do that anymore. They do it, like... once a quarter or whatever, but like every single day it would be like 8:57, you're getting ready to close up and start counts and everything, and you'd look out the parking lot and see some kid coming in, like a gigantic cardboard box with just a ton of like controller cables and games and stuff coming out of it. It's like, oh my god, I gotta ring all this shit up. And they want to know the price of every single one of them to decide if they actually want to trade it in or not.
Oh, I only get $2 for spec ops for PS1.
They try and haggle with you.
Yeah, like, can't do that, sorry.
Whoa. The road is split. We're on this weird other road.
We're gonna make it to E3?
No, not anymore. God.
Well, let's just start going to PAX.
Alright.
That's the other direction.
Turn it around.
PAX South. Way down in Austin.
Yeah.
How are you gonna do it in there again?
Hmm?
Are you gonna do it in Houston again?
Yeah, I assume so, actually. I don't know. San Antonio.
Oh, that's where it was. Yeah.
It's a weird little town.
The Alamo.
Yep.
Which you saw.
I've heard I saw.
Jesus Christ. That's all right. I bought a little coonskin cap.
Huh?
Went to Tomb Raider.
Oh, right.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It was a real hot piece of shit.
I loved being able to fill up that bar for the Royal Rumble. That was so cool.
Yeah, I wish it was.
That was fun.
Yeah. Oh, I was so nervous when we first got there and they couldn't get the signal
working. Like the internet just wasn't working or whatever.
Like, oh, great. Oh, like, 40 fans are going to show up or whatever. We're going to have this bingo hopper. They still have my bingo hopper at that bar. I left it there. Yeah, those people were great.
Any questions from the chit-chat?
Talking about Texas.
You might like Pusha T, Dan. He raps about Ric Flair a lot.
Right. I think I've heard maybe a couple of those. I think, like, the Squared Circle subreddit has tweeted some stuff out.
Okay.
I'm like, what's the other guy? Wale?
Wale?
Yeah, he did one, some Razor Ramon, like, samples and stuff that I like.
There's an Action Bronson song called The Rockers.
Oh, it's about the Rockers?
Where the chorus is him saying, hit you with the drop kick, Marty Jannetty, over and over again.
I really like that. Was it Big Mike, the guy that did the Ric Flair song?
I think so.
The guy's name?
That sounds right.
Pretty good song. Yeah, good video, too. It's just like, it just randomly cuts to awesome old NWA Ric Flair promos in the middle of the song. Yeah, it's great. The music video is like Big Mike rapping. Like a slickly produced video, and then it'll show like a skyscraper in Atlanta or something, and it'll have like Ric Flair projected on it talking about his alligator shoes or whatever. Fucking cool.
And one of the questions here is for Jeff. What's the most impressive game you've ever seen at E3? Or what's the most impressive announcement or whatever?
Killzone 2 trailer.
Oh, really? Fuck.
That was definitely up there. I mean, like the tragedy of like then like the next day or later that day or whatever it was, like running into Sony's head of PR and saying, "So was that real?" And then her saying, "Absolutely, I saw him hooking it up."
Jesus Christ!
Like fucking what?
I had that video, like, the PSP was fairly new during that conference, and I downloaded, like, the Motor Storm and Killzone trailers to my PSP, and we're running around at work showing people, like, no, this is real in-game stuff, this is going to be incredible, like, on my PSP.
Yeah.
Like, nah, it's not going to look like that at all.
New Hitman game at E3? Smutsters?
I can see it.
I can see, yeah, I don't know.
Sorry, Killer Mike, not Big Mike.
Yeah, yeah.
There's like another movie coming in.
A Hitman movie?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Is it Timothy Oliphant again?
No, it's the dude from... Fuck, what was he in?
Billy Zane. It should be Billy Zane.
Billy Zane as Tobias Reaper. No, the dude is from Homeland. Not the main dude, some other guy.
Mandy Patinkin? Mandy, he's the hitman.
Yeah,
he's Mandy, 47. Sure.
If Mandy Patinkin was a hitman.
I don't know who else from Homeland. Like Claire Danes, Mandy Patinkin, and
yeah,
that
Danes,
British guy.
Claire Danes plays the Agent 47.
All right.
They're going a different way with it.
Sure.
I would be way into that.
Yeah. She has to be bald?
Yes.
Eh.
Well, I mean, she wears wigs all the time.
Okay,
the baldness like allows her to kind of just slip into... cover, you know, so you can put on a wig and disappear.
Okay, that works. I like Blood Money a lot. It's a fun game.
I've never been a big Hitman fan.
I haven't, outside, like, Blood Money is the only one that I stuck through to the end. Like, something about that one I like more than the other ones. I think it was such an early 360 game, too, and it actually looked really, really good. I think that's part of the reason I liked it a lot.
Sure, that helped. The problem I run into on drives like this is I hold the steering wheel a little too tight and my fingers get kind of tired. I get a little sore several hours in because I'm just like fucking gripping this thing.
Ease up.
Nah, man. Safety.
10 of 2.
Yeah.
Do you remember the Easter egg? And I think it was Hitman Blood Money in the suburb level. There's just a bunch of houses. One of them had like a sprinkler system or something on the side that if you shot in some weird way, like there's some weird Easter egg, just like 90 naked dudes run out holding their crotches.
Huh.
You can YouTube it. It's a weird fucking Easter egg.
Those games are like, the fiction of those games is so
it's
weird.
So overdramatic and weird. Yeah, yeah.
If you can make that game without it being requiring the bold dude with the...
What was the last Hitman game?
Absolution.
And how do people take to that? That was the one where they did the demo where he escapes into the apartment and then, like, grabs the bong and breaks it over the cop's head or something.
That one.
Right?
And it was the one with the nuns.
Yeah.
All that stuff.
Nun stuff. I forgot about that.
Kill Bill kind of style shit. Assassinating him.
Huh.
I didn't play much of it. I think it reviewed fairly okay.
I played, like, 4 or 5 missions of it. It was all right.
It felt less like... From what I had played, it felt less like a... Hitman game, and just like, because like the slow methodical pace of some of those Hitman games, we were like trying to, like, it felt more actiony.
Yeah.
Like less, just like a running gunner.
It always devolved into that for me, because like those games always cracked me up, because I would have these elaborate plans, like, all right, I'm going to sneak into the party by knocking out the chef, and I'll put the chef's body in this little, you know, the pool building or whatever, and then I'll poison this meatloaf, and I'll take it in, and I'll poison the guy, and I'll get out of there, and no one will be the wiser. 2 seconds later, everyone's shooting at me, and I'm just sprinting around killing everyone.
But after a while, they started making it so that you could shoot them back, and then become invisible again or whatever, whereas like, the first game is like, got easily killed by one person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love how everyone goes to Tony Hawk as the prime example of like, oh, I fucked up. Pause, down, down, X, go. Retry. Like, it was perfect.
I was playing a shitload of that yesterday.
Oh, man, those games. Those games too. I know we talk about them all the time, but Jesus Christ, those games are incredible. You said it's not playable here?
It is.
It is.
I need to follow up with somebody about... an appointment to see that.
I'm very curious about that one. Severe dust area next 40 miles. Wow.
Yes, I suggested it.
Tyson Kidd. Oh. Greg Miller has Xavier Woods.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Cisco.
I hope to run into him. He's super cool.
one shot. Question. Can you... how much are you able to talk about Metal Gear Solid 5? I know...
Embargo's up, right?
Yeah, the embargo's up. Like, I played it for, like, an hour and a half or 2 hours or something like that. So, like, the previews from people like Peter, who played way more of it, are going to have more detail. But yeah.
He was talking... He almost said, well, I guess maybe that's more of the story stuff, but he was saying it felt less like, he said it really almost felt like it wasn't really a Metal Gear game.
Yeah. Like that's definitely the impression I got. Like, there seemed like so little story in it that it just, you know, and with Snake being so quiet, like such a, like so close to a silent protagonist, that it's got a really different feel to it. You know, like, you're running around finding diamonds and finding... You're finding research materials that you then use to unlock more items, you know?
That's a monster hunter.
Like, okay, well, in order to get the next level of cardboard box, I need this. And then you're like, oh, I found some stuff here that we're turning into currency. Or I'm, you know, fultoning some sheep or whatever, or a tank. Or, you know, turning that into resources that then... build out my base or what are you have to spend all your you spend money on all your gear too, so if you bring in advanced gear into a mission, that's something that comes out of your overall total. Like even fultoning something has a cost associated with it. Each balloon costs you something, you know, 300 or, you know, it's not a lot, but you know,
how was all that mother base stuff?
I didn't see that much of it. It's, you know, it's a little base that apparently, you know, you build up or whatever, but
somebody said that the Transformers game is the Platinum game.
Oh, huh. Interesting.
Yeah. That's plausible.
Yeah.
And that suddenly makes it more interesting.
Yeah, yeah. But I still have, like, a real hard time dealing with the Transformers that are not my Transformers.
Right, because you grew up watching that.
Yeah.
Some folks saying that Bethesda might have accidentally just tipped their hat on Dishonored 2 on their Twitch page.
Ah, Jesus Christ.
Out of leaks.
Yeah, it's the day for it.
Yep. That's gotta be crushing when, you know, you work in one of those places and they're trying so hard to keep, you know, reveal something the way they want to reveal it, and then it's like, oh, here's the stupid thing that's like that Ryu thing. I'm sure they wanted that to be a nice big surprise or whatever.
Yeah.
The internet, though.
Yeah, I mean, when you have that many people looking in that many different ways, eventually they're going to find it. I mean, fucking... Yep. People used to guess URLs of screenshots on GameSpot and find stuff. Like,
yep.
Yeah, we had a bunch of Zelda shots leak out 1 year out of us, and boy... Boy, they were mad. yeah, fuck, man.
Do you think there's any chance that any game could do anything like the Raiden reveal and, like, the surprise not getting out? Like, something as big as Raiden instead of
totally.
Snake?
Yeah.
You think they could do it now?
Yeah, totally.
Successfully without it leaking?
Yeah, I mean, if everyone on the team is committed to it and it's, like, a story thing that is not relevant to the promotion of the game and...
Yeah.
You know, yeah. They could do it.
I want more things like that.
It's just, you know... You have to not have people fucking go focus test that part of your game. Like, the minute you bring in outsiders...
Yeah.
To have them look at it.
Cell phone pictures on Twitter within, like, 2 hours.
Right, yeah.
So, apparently what happened with this thing... I don't know this dude, Matty Schroeder. He's a YouTuber or something.
Yeah.
He's got a couple of screenshots from the chat there where... Yeah, Bethesda accidentally went live on their Twitch... And we're discussing the conference, and Dishonored 2 was mentioned. And the VOD of the conference has been deleted since as well.
Yeah.
That's pretty fucking dumb. Oh, I hate when that shit happens, because then you think, man, there's like a video producer there somewhere who's just fucking done something real silly. And
yeah, or I mean, they probably had to test and make sure everything was working right, and someone didn't get the fucking memo that means fucking stop talking.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And yeah. I remember we knew that the PlayStation 4 was going to be the PlayStation 4 about 3 hours before they announced it. Like, the name of it. I mean, not that that is a big deal, but... Like, it's one of those weird cases where, like, what was it? Like, Spike TV or, like, whatever Keighley's thing was there at that February event they had. they had a feed of it that they were broadcasting out of the MTV studios, and we were at the MTV studios to shoot bonus round.
Oh, cool.
It was like me, Totillo, Annie Mac, and Keeley, and like they had a live feed of all the rehearsals.
Oh wow, really?
So
Jesus, Tana was the coolest code name.
Which one was that?
As Saturn. Dural was Dreamcast, I want to say. I think Katana was Saturn.
You might be right. I think you're right.
The GameCube was Dolphin.
Oh, yeah.
Wii was Revolution. Kinect was Natal.
I feel like the Revolution was actually the name they were going to call it, though.
It's kind of what everyone thought, that everyone was...
I thought they referred to it as Revolution.
They might have stressed. They announced the name, they would kind of refer to it as that. Just the same way they'll talk about, you know, NX.
NX.
NGP.
Right. Yeah.
The Sony NGP.
Oh, God.
My mom just texted me asking what I want for my birthday. What do I want for my birthday?
Arby's gift card.
I don't know where an Arby's is in San Francisco.
Well,
what the hell do I want?
An Arby's franchise.
Okay, I'll take that. That's one thing that sucks about being an adult. Most everything is awesome, except for you can just buy everything you want. And so when someone asks you what you want for your birthday, you don't know what the hell to say. I guess they're worse problems to have. But.
Yeah. I was going to say, of
this
problems.
Sucks.
Like, God damn it.
I can just buy whatever I want.
I have it. Dumb.
I can achieve my own dreams. I don't need anyone else's help. What the hell do I want?
I was thinking about getting to ask him for that memory foam thing.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Memory foam. Yeah.
I just hate the idea of, like, what if I don't like it, then I have this giant thing that I don't want to get rid of because I would feel bad because my mom bought it for me for my birthday.
Mm-hmm.
I was trying to think of something I wouldn't buy for myself. Chat, give me some ideas. What do I want for my birthday? Realistic ideas. Don't just say, like, a billion burritos.
Poison Monkey on Twitter says, apparently, to tell Jeff, the Transformers in that new game appear to be classic Transformers.
Great. That's the best possible outcome. I thought some of the recent design, like the, some of the War for Cybertron or whatever that stuff, like, they looked, like, the robot forms looked right. But unless Megatron turns into a big flying fucking gun or a tiny gun that another Decepticon can hold, I'm not interested. Like, Megatron's not a tank. Stop it.
My mom texted me that, and then I started texting out, like, oh, Amazon gift cards are always good. Maybe the mattress topper, but I would feel bad if you got it for me. And she just texted me, I'm listening to you on Mixlr, lol. So, Mom, I guess it's easier than texting it to you. You heard what I said about the mattress topper. I would feel bad if you got that for me. And then I didn't like it, because I don't know if I'll like it or not. But you say it's pretty good.
What is it, a mattress what?
Oh,
it's
like a
memory foam, like a you kind of slap it on your mattress, give it some some softness, but then so it's still a firm mattress, but you get a little bit of cushion. I like mine. I don't know. This looks like a fucking hellish Tony Hawk level over here. Some kind of bad skate park.
Man,
it's a raceway.
It's the raceway.
Right. Forgot about that.
Amazon.
All right, we've got 100 miles of gas left.
Mom, I want 100 miles worth of gas for my birthday. Just ship it to San Francisco.
It's going to be this baby's first time up the grapevine.
Yeah.
Chat's saying those mattress toppers are pretty good. Chat is also saying to get a replica WWE belt. There are a million of those I would like. I mean, she did already get me one for Christmas a few years ago.
He's not a big dude. You could probably just force it off.
Yeah. No, I want a legit WWE one. She got me the...
Yeah, he got his own belt eventually, right?
Yeah. Someone made for him, like a Hot 97 thing on
GameStop
it or something.
On it anymore?
I don't think it ever... Did it say GameStop?
Yes.
He might have a couple. It one that looked like a Jeff Hardy belt for a while.
That's straight up the GameStop logo.
GameStop logo? What?
I have the Winged Eagle one, which is my favorite belt. She got me that for Christmas a couple years ago. I don't know, what would be the next belt? If you were to get a belt, Jeff. I think maybe the big gold belt, the old WCW one.
Yeah. That's a pretty cool belt.
Yeah.
I don't know. At some point, if you have a wrestling belt, do you really need two wrestling belts?
My mom literally just texted as you were saying that, already did the wrestling belt.
Yeah.
Like, all right, that's a good point.
Yeah.
I do love that. It's probably my favorite gift ever, but...
Yeah.
I have one.
I mean, if you have two belts, you can say that you're the unified champion, and that's important. But that's true.
And I could spin around with one in each hand, like Jericho, and kiss both of them back and forth.
Yeah, you could, like, strap them, like a clip, you know, snap them together.
Can I ever tell you about when I found the UFC title in a dumpster?
What?
It's where it belongs.
An exact replica. Actually, my friend was moving out of his apartment in college, and he was throwing shit in the dumpster, and it was like a $300 replica of the UFC title, like, I mean, in great condition. And he took it out, and he's like, what the fuck is this? And I was like, oh my god, I've always wanted the replica belt. And so I traded them Devil May Cry 3 for PlayStation 2 for it.
Yeah,
so
that's a good trade.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you still have that belt?
I wound up selling the belt for like $200 to a pawn shop. Jesus. And then I got Devil May Cry 3 Special Edition to review, so it all worked out.
Sold it immediately?
No, I had it for years. Yeah. Then, yeah, I got the actual replica belt, and I didn't need the UFC one.
What do you think about Spencer turning up at that PC gaming show thing?
The Oculus thing?
Yeah, apparently he's going to be at that.
Well, he's going to be, he was at the Oculus thing, and then...
Yeah, he was at, yeah.
Yeah, no, the, like, PC gamers, yeah, like, thing weird thing. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I mean...
Yeah, I wonder what, how big or small that's going to be. It's like Blizzard, apparently they're going to be there, but what does that mean? Are they just going to show off HOTS or...
Probably show Overwatch or something. Overwatch. I mean, Blizzard doesn't really care about E3, so...
Yeah.
But that thing seems... I don't know... That thing's not a press conference.
Yeah.
You know? Like, it's the... Like, people are looking at it like, oh, it's about time the PC got a press conference. Like, no, this is like... PC Gamer probably got something together and then sold a sponsorship package to AMD for like this sponsored show has worked out, but looking at the way the editors of PC Gamer talk about it on their site, it sounds super weird.
Oh, really? So like they're sort of tangentially involved?
Kind of. I don't know. Yeah. But I don't know for sure. Like, I don't, like, more power to them for putting on a show. Like, whatever. We put on a show. You guys put on a show. People should put on shows.
Shows are good.
Blastoise asking what Rick Dyer is going to reveal at E3.
We're looking forward to the Halcyon 2. Finally bringing back Laserdisc gaming the way it was meant to be played. Thayer's Quest. Reboot. It's going to be real good.
Is the heart stalling, or have we still got them? 7344?
It's been funky during this stretch, for sure.
The numbers at the top are always weird, in terms of just, right. like number of people watching at a given time doesn't seem to update the way it really is, or, like, I have no idea.
I guess that Kickstarter is finished now for...
Your Ashes game?
Yeah.
Oh.
I'll play that.
5.5 million, is that right? It's crazy, crazy money.
Yeah, we'll definitely play that game.
Is Mighty No. 9 pretty soon?
It's like September or something? I don't know.
Sounds actually. About right.
I'm curious about that one.
Okay, somebody straight up pulled the audio from the Bethesda stream.
Oh, wow, really?
Put it on YouTube.
New Prince of Persia game. Somebody said, do you think we'll see one?
I think Assassin's Creed just kind of became...
Yeah, I don't know that it makes sense to do another Prince of Persia unless you do it like as a UB art game or something.
Yeah.
Like go back to some 2D shit. That'd be cool.
Yeah,
that would actually be really cool.
That would be.
But,
yeah.
They tried to do their UB art Assassin's Creed game this time around as well with that Chronicles China thing, whatever it's called.
Right.
Chapters.
I thought it was so weird after they did that 08 reboot of Prince of Persia. Like, that totally looked like, okay, this is the new Prince of Persia. This is what the next few games are going to look like and be these characters.
Yeah.
And then it's like, ah, nope, Jake Gyllenhaal movie game. And then it's done.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure. Like, oh, wait, no one cares about any of this stuff anymore, huh? Okay,
yeah.
Well.
Yeah, the series gone through two reboots already. Like, you think those 3D ones actually did a pretty good job.
Yeah, yeah.
Sense of time.
Just holding out for Quest Mania.
Fuck, what is going on with Nadio at the moment?
I don't know. Like, every time every 6 months or so, I go, oh, right, Track Mania, and launch it, and then it downloads a big patch that doesn't seem to actually change anything. And,
Mania Planet's still up and running?
Yeah. You can still play Shoot Mania if you want. I can't guarantee that anyone else is playing it because I don't know, but even some of the Trackmania 2 environments are desolate. I think they made Stadium free.
Right.
Like, which, you know, in order to get anyone playing that game, they kind of have to, because Trackmania 1 eventually just became a free thing.
It's crazy. What was the one? Yeah, that was the free one. Trackmania Nation?
Yeah. Well, it was Trackmania Nation, Trackmania United.
Okay.
Was the paid one, and it brought all the different environments together into one game. So it was kind of still Trackmania 1, even though it was like the fifth Trackmania game or something.
You looking up shoes on Amazon?
Yeah, I'm talking to my mom about birthday stuff. Jeff, you know about shoes. I've been trying to find a good-looking pair of Nikes that are red, white, and blue for a while. Is there a certain type of Nike I should be looking at?
No, not really. I mean, you just get some Air Force Ones.
Yeah.
If you find them sometimes.
I've heard Nelly talk about
those. Exactly. You know, Nelly is from the blue and he's proud.
Is Nike the most American shoe brand you can think of?
I mainly do Nike or Adidas.
I feel like New Balance is somehow more American these days.
I don't think I've ever owned New Balances.
They're nice. They're comfortable shoes.
I keep getting Cortezes for just walking around.
Yeah.
Air Relentless 4. Are those good?
I don't know.
Nike's Women's Dart 11.
Yep.
How about those?
That's what you're looking for. Look at all those calves. Look at those calves.
Oh, I can smell that. Yep.
Mm. Ooh, these are pretty good.
This is what the air recirculated, so imagine what it would be like.
Oh, boy.
If we were just getting the fresh air from outside.
Yikes.
109 degrees.
Jesus Christ. You like this album?
It's okay.
I really didn't. I loved Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, but then this one, I like the singles from this one. That's pretty much it. Blood on the Leaves, this one, New Slaves. But
yeah, like there's stuff on it that I like, but as a whole,
yeah.
As a whole, I think it's a solid palate cleanser. You know, like that. But the previous album was so good.
Yes.
That following it up is foolish. So like, go in a totally different direction.
I've kind of done that a few times with 808s and Heartbreaks.
Yeah.
Kind of like a weird little project.
Yeah, 808 said that was alright.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
I hate that lyric. Keep it 300 like the Romans. I hate that.
Yeah,
Kanye West doesn't know about the Battle of Thermopylae.
How dare he? Stop for gas pretty soon here.
Alright.
Mike Davies asking, will there ever be another Viva Pinata?
I don't think so.
We couldn't get into those.
I think that they should. Viva Pinata's a great game.
I couldn't get into it.
It's so good.
Couldn't do it.
Viva Pinata 2 is a great patch for Viva Pinata.
Okay.
New environment.
And then that party game they made was shitty.
Oh, yeah, what was that one even called?
Viva Pinata Party Animals? Party
Animals?
Oh,
yeah, Party Animals sounds right. Yeah.
It makes Mario Party look like, well.
Oh, let's not. Be careful here. Let's not say things you can't take back.
Okay, fine. It's as bad as a Mario Party game. There.
That whole project, the way that there was the cartoon for kids,
and
the game was so obviously made for not kids. It was just so difficult.
Yeah.
It seemed like, I don't know how something like that even happened.
Yeah. I wonder if they're going to make good on all this fucking Battletoads shit.
God, I don't know. Hey, what is that game now? I mean, would that be a 3D...
I don't know.
Or just be a downloadable,
like a downloadable remake, or, you know, like
or something in that style.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like, who is the premier developer of side-scrolling brawlers these days?
And WayForward's done a few.
Yeah.
The Double Dragon Neon and stuff.
Like, you know? Maybe you just say, like, hey, make a new Battletoads.
Yeah.
That, I think, is the only, like, of the things they could say about Battletoads, if they choose to say something about Battletoads, that seems like the only one that I would feel would be, like, generally inoffensive. If they're taking a full game's budget and blowing it on fucking Battletoads, that's just tragic.
How much stock does that game have, that name have in 2015, like Battletoads? Like, that's for guys like us, even the guys that were around to play it. Well, you didn't like it back then.
No. Well, keep in mind that, like, Microsoft has this real image problem, or did, with the launch of the Xbox One and all the anti-consumer, anti-game playing stuff that they were going with.
Yeah.
And everything they've been doing since Spencer got the reins is to fucking push back against that.
Yeah.
And they're still behind Sony. So they need credibility with that audience. They need more credibility with that audience. I think they've done a lot of smart stuff.
Yeah.
They cut their price, like, they did this, they did that, you know, like, there are moves they're making.
Always been their problem, because, like, even when they first arrived at the console race, they were up against, like, Nintendo.
Right, yeah.
It's like the same way Sony had with the PlayStation, where they had to convince people, oh no, we actually care about gaming.
Right,
we
this is not just some, you know, soulless, you know, thing for us, yeah. But yeah, I think that, like, they've got some of their own nostalgia now, which is a weird thing to think about, like, but, like, my girlfriend has tons of nostalgia for original Xbox.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Just because that was a console that she spent a lot of time with and likes a lot of those games and stuff, so... Or played a lot of games there. But that exists, you know? So, not that Battletoads taps into that, but, like, you know, if they announce a Battletoads game, there's a certain amount of, like, I think... maybe they're misjudging on how many people would feel that way, but there's a certain amount of, like, yeah, that old school shit. Microsoft's got it. They get it, man. Like, I think that's probably where a Battletoads project would come from, is, like, that sort of feeling of needing to have that kind of appeal, because they don't have a lot of that.
I mean, how much of losing that was due to all the, like, you know, pushing Kinect and pushing apps and pushing TV stuff? Like,
this time around, I mean, like, think about it. Like, they came out of the Xbox 360 hot as fuck. Like, they were the console. You know? Their whole gamble of launching the 360 early, cutting off the original Xbox at its knees, and launching a new console and kickstarting that generation, like, it worked 100%.
Yeah.
And then they just turned around and threw away every little bit of goodwill they had.
Yep.
And have to kind of start over. And they've been doing pretty well at starting over.
Yeah. I think their response to that disaster C3 was really well done. Like,
yeah.
Well, okay, we're going to show that we are willing to change because you all said you hated this.
So. Yeah. It's like, okay, the people that made all those decisions from their fucking helicopter are not here anymore to poison this fucking project that we have all been working really hard on.
Yep.
So hopefully we're going to be able to fucking pivot and make this shit work. Oh God, oh God, oh God.
And they went pretty serious with all the, like, price drop stuff and everything. Like, they were doing everything they could to stay competitive, and it seemed to work.
But, you know, it's like their first impression, like, they lost. They lost at first impression time, and Sony won. And Sony just, all Sony had to do was not fuck it up and stand back and go, like, we're not doing that. We're making a game machine. And that's all it took. That, some, like, carefully worded, well-timed press conference announcements and some stuff around that, like, they've done super well at capitalizing off of Microsoft fucking up.
That fucking boys in shoe video. Oh, my God. That was amazing.
Yeah.
I was shocked they actually did that. I was so happy they did. Such a direct shot.
Sony as well, that they're able to, like, do that shit.
Yeah. That was really cool.
But, like, think about it. Like, the PlayStation 4 is, like, leading worldwide, and, you know, whatever, they're never gonna, you know, sell Xbox Ones in Japan, so whatever, but, like, they're leading in North America, which was kind of the big Microsoft hot zone. Like, Europe always loved its Sony brands because they're obsessed with Lara Croft, right? I mean,
Lara Croft and FIFA,
right? Yeah, and Wipeout.
Clearly not obsessed enough.
Yeah, sadly. But, like, Sony's own first party development is fucked. You know, like look at the stuff that's shipped, and look at like Andrew House being out there saying like, oh, we got a sparse lineup this year for the first party. Like, meanwhile, Microsoft, like, this is the year that they're going to say, all right, Halo 5 is finally coming out. Yeah. We got another Forza that will hopefully address your concerns with Forza 5.
Gears of War is back.
Right. They'll have stories to tell about franchises that people have liked.
Crackdown.
Well, maybe not Crackdown. Yeah. And so, like, their machine, like, they're turning to crank on the first-party video game machine a lot harder than Sony is. And at some point, when you look at the third-party split between the two consoles, like, it's a very minor difference.
Yeah.
And, like, at some point, the Xbox One would just have kind of more exclusive games.
Yep.
And at some point, you're like, well, why? Okay. Why, how is Sony still holding on to this lead? When every game that you can only get there is, like, relatively insignificant. And, I mean, well, whatever. Street Fighter V will be fucking massive.
Yeah.
Like, that's a real big move on their part. That's crazy.
Yeah.
And a smart way to spend their money. Like, they don't... You know, like, everyone kind of says that, like, Sony doesn't have the wallet that Microsoft has to go out and buy projects and buy games. And to buy exclusivity. But they're being way smart about the stuff they're doing and fitting it into their overall message of, like who this machine is for.
Like, The Order probably gave them some nice shit on trainers, even if
like, no one came out of The Order feeling good about it, right? I mean,
fuck.
The Order seems like a game that's very, like, that's a game that only a true die-hard Sony fan could love.
I think the ultimate is Drive Club.
Yeah, yeah. If you're out there going like, no man, Drive Club's really doing some stuff. Like, dude,
they are out there. You saw it.
Yeah, yeah. A little bit.
I wonder if they're still around and still saying that though. Or if it was first came out. I'm sure there were big Order defenders.
It's a cinematic masterpiece. You don't understand. It's like, no, I'm pretty sure I understand they made a, like, a pretty but letterboxed Gears of War style game with, like, really boring weapons.
Yeah.
And one cool one that you use once and go like, all right, well.
That was the main thing I was looking forward to, was the crazy
weapons. The one where you shoot the dust. Thermite? And, yeah, the thermite.
Yeah, and you lit it on fire.
Like a one-time thing?
It's like twice.
Yeah. Really?
Or
wow.
Or it's not so key to the game that, or it's not indicative of the rest of the weapons in the game. Right. How about that? The rest of it's like, and there's a shotgun.
They decided to put that in all the demos they were showing to people.
Of course. Yeah. I was expecting, like, Ratchet and Clank shit, because, when the GI guys went off to do that cover, they came back, and I was asking, it's like, it sounded really cool to me. And they're like, yeah, I think it's going to be all sorts of crazy, like, Ratchet and Clank weapons and stuff, like this thing where you shoot the dust in the air, and, like, I was like, oh, yeah? Like, oh, yeah, that's the only one they showed us, but, yeah, it seems like there's going to be some crazy weapons. I'm like,
fuck.
No, it's just normal, boring guns.
That's the one gun.
Yeah.
Or one of, like, two or something, you know.
I was so perplexed by the reaction to that game in previews. Like, I played it three times at three different events, and every time I was like, this game looks like it's totally garbage.
Yeah, it was like, it was one of those things that, like, all their trailers look good, and then as soon as I played it, I was like, well, this gun seems cool, but this is a cover shooter. Like, you're making a cover shooter. Don't...
Like a real blinders-on cover shooter where you can't go fucking anywhere.
Yeah.
Like, even the environments were tiny.
Sometimes there'd be little side rooms with a little audio canister in it.
Yeah.
It's not linear.
You can look at the back of that audio can just flip it around and
man.
That stuff's nuts. I look at that, you know, you go all the way back to Knack, you go all the way back to some of the launch stuff. Like, Killzone wasn't exactly burning up the charts, you know.
What do you think about that news that Cerny could be on The Last Guardian?
Who cares? Like, you know, everyone at some point has worked on The Last Guardian, right? Matt Kessler is finishing it up in a fucking bunker right now.
Did you ever tell you about the interview that Cerny did with my friend Martin for Games by UK? Fuck, man. At Gamescom, he had a chat with him. Fuck, was this Gamescom last year? I feel like it was pre-PS4 launch. Maybe it was around the launch or something, but he was talking to him about Knack and all that. Oh, it was right after the E3 where they showed off Knack and all that stuff. Like,
yeah.
It was maybe 2 years ago now. But yeah, and you know what, Cerny's kind of weird about interviews. People say he's like, he kind of stops mid-sentence and then doesn't say anything. Martin asked him something like, relatively not like hardball question right at the gate, but he asked him something that was a little bit more, you know, it wasn't a soft question, I forget what it was. And fucking Cerny just looks at him and nothing. And Martin has this thing where he never says, he never goes on to the next question.
Uh-huh.
So he has this on...
They're still sitting there, staring at each other.
Like 90 seconds.
Jesus.
Of just them fucking looking at it, like...
Oh, my God.
So, and he had the audio tape. He gave me, like, we listened to the recording later on. Then he asked him the next question, same thing again.
Jesus.
So I think it was maybe the third or fourth question where Martin eventually just went, oh, fuck this, and he went to, like, a question that was... hopefully he'll answer this one, and he gave his like usual 20 second response or something, but they looked at each other for 90 seconds.
It's like the real version of that sweary fake interview you guys did.
Yeah. I've experienced that firsthand.
He sounds like a real
when they were doing the Crash Bandicoot party game.
Crash Bash. Yeah, you know, we're gonna have to get to that once we run out of Mario parties.
Oh yeah, we'll get to that.
Hey guys, there's a Del Taco right there.
Oh, great.
We're going into a truck stop. I should probably do a stupid periscope from here. I think we actually have a connection now.
I'm going to go to the bathroom.
I'm doing
that's
that, too.
That's my big plan.
I'm going to start my periscope after I'm done doing bathroom
stuff. I've been drinking AW this entire time.
I want to get more snacks.
There are a lot of... There we go. All
right, well, take the iPod with you.
There's
here.
No
we,
gas yeah. pump. There's no what? Nozzle for pumping gas at this one. All right. Well.
Somebody drove off with it in.
Yeah. I guess that's why no one has pulled up to that one.
You want us to tip in, or is this an expensive old thing?
No.
Okay. Cool. How hot is it outside? Where's it say that?
104.
Fuck. I need to stop doing that. All right. I'm going to do bathroom stuff.
Alright, should we go down for a little bit here while we handle our business?
Good.
Alright. I'll just leave it in here turned on. You guys enjoy some silence.
Enjoy some ghetto birds.
You're right, Fisk Zero. Roll Cage was kind of rad.
Roll Cage was rad.
Yeah.
I loved Roll Cage.
Alright, we'll be back, but we're gonna leave this on, so.
I just make a new Roll Cage. And a new Revolt.
Yep. They should do all those things. Oh god, it's hot!
Oh god, anything inside? No, I'm gonna go inside.
Don't go outside, you guys. It's terrible out there. Oh. Drink this water while it's still cold. Got about 45 seconds. Oh, that's nice. That's nice.
Alrighty. I feel like it's hot. I want to put on.
I'm gonna start the car.
Can you pop the trunk so I can put on a thing of deodorant?
Yeah, sure.
Or I just want to make sure I'm not getting all stinky.
I'll stop the car, and then
you can talk to the
parents. There's a trunk button somewhere.
I'll shut the door so it's being not hot.
I'll just hit the button in my pocket. Hang on.
For being a regular, considered human being, appreciate it. I panicked about banana bread.
Yeah. Problem when you go someplace that's got everything.
Yep.
You end up with banana bread.
Talking to himself. Periscoping.
Yeah, I think he is.
You guys just keep breaking ground as a media organization.
That's what we do. Someone else saying Dishonored 2 just got leaked. Yeah, we heard before we went in to get gas. Yeah.
Kind of sucks for them.
But I mean, that's, you know, whatever. Yeah. Like, it's a pretty obvious announcement. It's not. I feel like there was a lot of stuff about Dishonored 2 going around for like 6 months ago or something, wasn't there? So.
I think there was something even as long ago as a year ago.
Yeah.
Something would be beeping if I didn't shut the trunk all the way, right?
Yep.
I'd be an OCD about that. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. You are, but if you don't open and close that door 5 times, everyone you know will die.
Right, that's what I've heard. Yeah.
I have Airheads and licorice and Totino's chips and mints, if anybody wants any.
Yeah, I guess I actually need that drink not to be there.
So. Oh, yeah. Well, I got banana bread, if anyone wants that.
Banana bread?
Yeah.
I had some banana bread with ice cream on it the other day, it was a hell of a... It was great. I recommend it.
Banana bread is really good, just not when it's 800 degrees out.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to try to make it not 800 degrees in here. Oh, good call.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, did you pull that out of your stuff? You didn't buy that in there.
No, okay. I brought this. Yeah. I packed it, a thing that I already owned.
Okay.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Try not to rest your elbow too heavily on the iPad because the screen is cracked. But
be careful.
But, yeah.
All right.
Okay, how do we get out of here?
I had a screen crack.
I dropped it. The my case ripped and was no longer, or the screen cover ripped in a way that I couldn't use it anymore. And then the very next day, as I was waiting for the next one to show up, I think, I ordered one. I dropped it and cracked it. So, yeah.
Yep. Luck did not fall your way.
Nope.
Okay, guys, I think we need to do the WWE Live entry of WWE Mad Libs.
Okay.
It's fun to play with friends, but you can also play it by yourself. Okay, I'm not supposed to look at the story on the page below. I need an adjective.
Moist.
I feel like that maybe is the classic Mad Libs adjective.
Oh, is it? I think so, yeah. Need another adjective.
I don't think I've ever done Mad Libs.
Periscope chat can feel free as well.
Are you still on Periscope?
Yep.
Man, Mixler chat. Get your elbow off of Mixler chat.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Man.
I'm sorry. I totally forgot. Okay, sorry.
One thing.
I didn't realize I was doing that. Sorry, Mixler. Adjective.
Jeff, this is yours.
I think you should let the chat fill it out.
Yeah, okay, fine.
All right. That's not an adjective. Sticky, okay.
Now, I need two nouns. Give me some nouns, Jeff.
Can you use proper nouns?
Sure, why not?
Like Bulgaria?
I'll do Bulgaria.
That's a safe one. That might actually fit in somehow. Yeah.
I think this was in the pre-Rusev era. Okay, it's a pillow. I need two adverbs. Those are Lee words. Taco is not an adverb. Lovely, okay. Vastly.
What about Taco Lee?
Taco Lee? No. We're out of adverbs, sorry.
All right.
There's a noun if you just want me to put taco down.
I mean, we might as well at this point.
All right, taco. Halfway done. Article of clothing, plural.
Pants?
Pants, sorry, we'll do pants. Three nouns.
Pig.
Pig? Okay.
Let me get the rest from chat. What's Mixler right. have to say about this?
Mixler, oh, right, table.
Forgot you weren't looking there. Horseman.
Alright, we'll do horseman.
Tanned.
And somebody said poop. I'm gonna do poop. Article of clothing.
Well, suntan, is that a person, place, or a thing?
There's a part of the body. I'll just say suntanned back.
Okay.
Okay, two more. Article of clothing.
Sunglasses.
All right. And a plural noun to end it.
I think this might have stopped updating a little bit. That part. Nada.
Nothing.
It's frozen, yeah.
What a cliffhanger.
Yeah.
I think we could probably still hear us, right? Just the...
Possibly.
Probably.
Does seem the Periscope chat is down.
Well, we are heading up the mountain.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Grapevine time.
Okay. Where they're always like, don't leave your air conditioning going, because... Yeah. Your car will overheat.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you just see people broken down.
Yeah. Not so much anymore. It's like modern vehicles can handle this. It's just one of those things where it's like...
Well, shit, I'm going to leave it as a cliffhanger. I got one left to fill in.
Should we restart this thing again?
Give it a shot.
Yeah. See if I just, you know, double tap home and kill the app.
We're back.
Okay.
We're back. And we're back here, too. Okay.
That's what happened.
Nachos. Right. Okay, so now we have it filled out. The cliffhanger's over, folks. Here we go.
That's like the fucking president, the governor calls. The governor's call right there. Jeez.
All right. You guys ready to laugh?
Yeah.
Jeff?
I'm ready.
I love to laugh.
Okay, you love to laugh. Let's start laughing here. Here we go. No. Jeff, wait for your damn shoe.
Sorry.
Christ. God. Okay. Last weekend, I went to see the WWE Moist Rumble live. It's true what they say.
It's a Divas event.
What? It's true what they say. The live experience is much more sticky than watching it on paper Bulgaria.
All accurate.
Paper Bulgaria.
Every time a pillow entered the arena, the theme music...
It's a Divas event. It's a lingerie pillow fight.
The Snoop Dogg's refereeing.
Yeah.
The theme music played so lovely, and the lights flashed so vastly, that it made me want to jump out of my taco. During breaks, we saw a cannon shoot pants into the audience. They never actually shoot shirts into the crowd at WWE events. Yeah. I don't know what they're talking about.
They used to, didn't they?
I've never seen it. I've seen it like Harlem Globetrotters events.
Okay.
They throw frisbees and stuff in the crowd. Watched a... Best Pig contest.
Like Maria get like the kiss cam. Part of the kiss cam was a t-shirt gun, wasn't it?
Maria?
Maria was in there?
I don't remember that. I don't know. Watched the Best Pig contest and saw the sunglasses.